The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kisser365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Mendy Stern.
Simen Vav, Ketzas Dine Brachos, some halachos, some laws regarding blessings, v'dinei baruchu v'ruch shemai v'anein, and the laws regarding the response, the answering of baruchu v'ruch shemo and anein. Sif Aleph, kaidem sheyivarech eze bracha. Before a person makes any bracha, tzarech hum adat, he has to know eze bracha shehu tzarech levarech. Which bracha is it that he's required to say? Which blessing is it that he is prepared to say right now? Kidei, in order, shevishah shehu mazkiris Hashem yisvarach, so that at the time when he mentions the name of Hashem, blessed be he, shehu ikar habracha, which is the main component of the blessing, yeda mashi yisayim, he will know what to finish off. And that since the main component of the bracha is the mentioning of the name of Hashem, therefore, a person should know at the time he's saying the name of Hashem, what bracha is it that he's uttering the name of Hashem for. Therefore, it's not appropriate, for example, if a person is in the middle of a series of brachas, let's say he's in the middle of the Brachas HaShachar, the morning blessings, and he's not paying so much attention to his siddur, he shouldn't start the bracha and then look inside to see what's the next bracha that he's up to. Rather, he should be aware before he starts the bracha, what bracha is it that he's about to say. If he didn't do that, if he said Hashem's name without realizing what bracha he is about to make, generally speaking, the bracha that he ends off has an effect. It still works. He has fulfilled his obligation. However, later on in Simen Nun Vav, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch will discuss some more details about somebody who had in mind one bracha while he was saying the name of Hashem, and then he ended off with a different bracha, and they'll be discussed later on. Continues the Kitzur, V'asu l'asa shum davar, it's forbidden to do anything, b'sha'a shum mevarich. You're not allowed to clear off the table, dry your hands, you're not allowed to be involved in any activity while you are saying a blessing. A person should be completely focused on what he's saying. And a person should not say the blessing quickly, in a rush. Rather, he should have intent, he should be focused on the meaning of the words. And the following are the words of the Sefer HaChassidim, who was a Rishon, an early. And when the earlier commentaries, he says as follows: when a person washes his hands, or he makes a blessing on fruit or any other food, mitzvahs, or on some kind of performance of a mitzvah, such as putting on tefillin, putting on his tzitzis, hashiguros b'fi kol adam, that are fluent in the mouth of every person, the type of bracha that a person makes on a regular basis. He knows it by heart. It's something he's very used to. Still, Yechavin Levi, a person should focus in his heart, Levarech, v'shem Barai, to bless the name of his Creator, Asher Hifli Chasta Yimai, that he did a wondrous kindness with him, V'nasan Le'haperis, and he gave him the fruit, Le'amechem, or the bread, Le'hanes Mehem, to have pleasure from them. Alternatively, V'tziva Le'hamitzvahis, or he did a kindness with us that he commanded us on the mitzvahs. He gave us the opportunity to fulfill his commands. A person should mean what he's saying. He should think about what he's saying, and he should mean it. The Vayasa, a person should not do, ke'adam ha'isa davar b'minit, like a person who does something out of habit. U'maitzi devar mipiv, and he expresses the words with his mouth. He utters the words from his mouth, b'layhi goyen ha'lev, without thinking about it in his heart. V'aldam ha'zeh chara af Hashem, about this matter that the Jews were saying prayers, doing mitzvahs, without the proper thought, Chora af Hashem, Hashem got angry. The Sholach Lanu, when he sent us a message, B'yad Yeshayahu, in the hands of the Navi, the prophet Yeshaya, V'amar, and he said, Yan, because, Kinigash Amazah, this nation has come close to me. The people b'svas of Kibduni, they're honoring me with their mouth and with their lips. V'nlibay rochak b'meni, but their heart is far from me. Fatihi yirasa maisi, and their fear of me has become mitzvah sanashim l'moda, like the command of a person who is accustomed to doing something. He does it because he knows he has to, because that's what his parents did, but not because he really feels the need to do it, because he wants to do it, not because he understands what he's doing. That's the end of the quote from the verse in Yeshaya. It explains the Sefer HaChassidim, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshaya, Hashem says to Yeshaya, Re'ei Masi B'nai, see the actions of my children. Ki Einoi Elam Lefanim, it's only on the surface, it's only on the outside. They're going through the motions, U'machzikim Ba, and they're holding on to my mitzvahs, to my service, Ka'adam, like a person, Shemachzik, that he holds on, V'noig, and he acts, Minig Avosav, with the customs of his fathers, the other in his hands, but he's only doing it because it's a custom, that's what you gotta do. He knows that's what his parents are do. So that's what he does also, but not that it has any real meaning to him. But in Bevesi, they come to my house, to a shul, to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Holy Temple, and the Spalim, the Funites, Fimlois, HaKavuois, and they pray in front of me the set prayers, Kemina Gavisayim, like the custom of their father. They come in the morning and they pray Davin Shacharis. They come in the afternoon and the evening. They say the Mincha and the Meir prayers. Just because they know that's what you have to do. An Orthodox Jew, he has to pray three times a day. And Leib and Leib Shalom, not with a full heart, because he feels that he wants to pray, and he feels he needs to beseech Hashem for his needs, praise Hashem for his goodness. Hey, Menachem is Yedayim, they cleanse their hands, and Levarchim al Matilas Yedayim, and they say the blessing upon washing of the hands, Ubaitzin, and they cut their bread, and Levarchim Birchas Hamaitzi, and they say the blessing of Hamaitzi Lechem in Haaretz. Shaisim, they drink, and they make the blessing, like the matter is fluent in their mouths. They know what to say, they know the proper things to do. But at the time that they are saying the blessings, their intent is not to bless me. They're saying it because it's like a formula. Before you eat bread, you have to say the following formula. Not that they have in mind that they're actually blessing and thanking Hashem for the food. Lachain, therefore, al kain chora apai. Therefore, Hashem's anger was kindled. V'nishpa v'shmei agadol, he swore in his great name, le'abed chachmas chachamav, to destroy the wisdom of the wise people of that generation. Hayoidim Esai, who knew him, they know that he exists. Mevarchim Esai, but yet they bless him b'minog, only out of habit, v'loi b'kavona, not with intent. As it says further on in the verses, in the Pesukim in Yeshaya, therefore I'm going to add, etc., I'm going to add more punishments, and continue to punish this nation, etc. And the wisdom of their wise men will be destroyed, etc. Lafiga, therefore, his Hiru Chachamim Aladavar. Our rabbis warned us about this matter. When they said, "I say divine, Hashem, Paralam, you should do your actions for the sake of He who commanded about the actions, for the one who is created you and told you to do this, meaning for the sake of Hashem." Etc. Ad Kan Hashem. This is the end of the text of the Sefer Chassidim. A person to accustom himself to say all of his blessings in a loud voice, because the loud voice, saying it out loud, awakens a person's kavana. He's more able to have the proper intent, the proper focus on what he's saying when he says it out loud. When he says it quietly, it's easier to say it out of habit, as a formula, without meaning what you're saying, without thinking about the meaning behind the words. Sif Beis. Kishehu mevarech, when a person says a blessing, yehe piv nakim nereik, his mouth should be clean from a buildup of saliva, or from phlegm, The gam shadavim lo yehev etayach piv, and nothing else should be in his mouth. Shenemar, the verse says, and Tehillim yemalei pi tehillasecha, my mouth is full with your praise. There should be nothing else in my mouth while I'm uttering your praise. Therefore, for example, if a person is in the middle of eating, he has some food. He makes a blessing on the food, he takes a bite, and he's chewing. While he's chewing, he's thirsty and he wants to take a drink. He should not make the blessing on the drink while he has the food in his mouth. Rather, he should wait to swallow and only afterwards say the blessing on the drink and take his drink. Sif Gimel. Also, lo haitzi shem shamayim levatal. It is forbidden to utter the name of heaven, Hashem's name, God's name, in vain. V'cham haitzi shem shamayim levatal. Any person who does utter Hashem's name in vain, over al mitzvah asay, he has transgressed a positive command. D'chsiv, as it says in the verse in Devarim, es Hashem elokecha atira. You must fear Hashem your God. V'chsiv, and it says in the verse, also in Devarim, im lo sishmar v'gam, if you are not careful, etc., only yiras Hashem hanichvad v'hanayor, to fear the honorable and awesome name of Hashem. So we are commanded to fear Hashem, to fear the name of Hashem. V'zehu michlal hayira, and this is included in having fear, having awe of Hashem, shemlo lahazkir shemlo hagadol, not to mention his great name, ki im b'derech shevach, except in the context of a praise or a blessing, when he is obligated to recite that blessing. A blessing in an inappropriate time is the same as a saying it in vain if you're not supposed to be saying this blessing right now. So in the eyes of the law, you are saying Hashem, you are saying Hashem's name in vain. Or while a person is studying, he's learning Torah, he could say the name of Hashem in the context of his learning. The year of the and a person should be afraid, he should be in awe of the Yizdazu Evarav, and his limbs should tremble. Pishashu Matzker is Hashem Yizbarach Shema, the time that he mentions the name of Hashem, blessed is his name, praised is his name. Avol, but Moin lo Hitziyah Chas Hashem Vatol, but certainly not to utter it in vain. That's a lack of fear, a lack of awe of Hashem, and therefore one has transgressed that positive commandment to have fear of Hashem. And not only the designated name of Hashem is included in this prohibition, meaning the four-letter name, we call the tetragrammaton, Yudke Vavke, that's not the only name which is included in this prohibition. All the names of Hashem which are designated specifically to refer to Hashem, such as Elikim, etc., those are also included in this prohibition. And it's not alone, it's not only forbidden in the holy tongue, meaning in Hebrew, in any language it is also, any word in any language which is specifically intended to refer to Hashem, one may not utter it in vain. An additional halacha, v'hamikalel es chaveiro ayis atzmai, a person who curses his friend or himself, b'shma yisparach, with Hashem's name, oy b'kinoi, either with a name, b'shma yisparach means either a name which is specifically used to refer to Hashem, such as the four-letter name of Hashem, or the word Elikim, something similar, oy b'kinoi, or with, quote-unquote, a nickname, which means, kinoi hu masha mishabchen v'ya kadosh baruch, kinoi is a word by which we praise Hashem. It doesn't only mean, it's not only used to refer to Hashem, but we use this word to refer to Hashem. It expresses one of the attributes of that we use to praise Hashem. Kimai, for example, HaGadol, who is great, HaNeira, the awesome one, HaNeman, the trustworthy one, HaAdir, HaChazak, HaAmitz, HaIzos, different words which have the connotation of the strong one, Chanun, the one who shows favor, V'rachem, who shows mercy, Kanoi, the one who is zealous, Erech HaPayim, is slow to anger, Rav Chesed, does great kindness. All those terms are used to refer to Hashem. They're not exclusively words which refer to Hashem. That's what we call a kinoi, that when used to mean, to refer to Hashem, that is considered in certain areas of halacha as the shame of Hashem, such as over here, that one is not supposed to, if one curses his friend or himself using one of these names, one of these words, b'chol lashon, in even any language, chayiv malchus, he is liable for corporal punishment to get lashes, 40 lashes, 39 lashes, u'davin esinu harabim, and in our many sins, as nowadays, says the Kitzer, in his time, roiv hamene on, most of the general multitude of people, your average person, einam nizharin, they're not careful about this. And they say in Yiddish, gotzalim strafen, which means Hashem should punish him or hurt him, or anything similar, it seems to have been a common thing for people to curse their friends or enemies using Hashem's name. And they have transgressed by saying this on a Torah prohibition, that one is forbidden to curse somebody else using Hashem's name. If a person cursed without using the name of Hashem, without a nickname of Hashem, or else he didn't directly curse, rather the curse was able to be figured out from the words he said. It was an inference from the words he said. Kigain, for example, Shammai, he said, Al yehi ploni baruch Hashem. So-and-so should not be blessed to Hashem, implication being, rather he should be cursed. But since he did not say it explicitly, a kadayim or anything similar, afal pi she'enei chay of malchus, even though he is not liable for the corporal punishment of malchus, of lashes, yisura mihu iko, is still, it is forbidden. V'chein asin lichtav v'shum michtav, Shema Yisrael, it's also forbidden to write in a letter the name of Hashem, b'chol lashon, in any language. The rabbin tayim, and many make a mistake about this, the kaisim Shema Yisrael of lashon Ashkenaz, and they write Hashem's name in Yiddish. Aisha kaisim tevas adieu, they write the word adieu, which is v'hu lashon sarfas, which is in French, which is a way of saying goodbye, but literally the word is a contraction of yurei im Hashem, the word you in French is the name of Hashem. So the word really literally means with Hashem. One who writes that in a letter is writing Hashem's name in the letter. So who is Sir Gomer? And this is completely forbidden. Because eventually, after a time, the letter will end up in the garbage. And there will be a disgrace to the name of Hashem, which is written on this letter. And this matter causes poverty to come to the Jews. Masha Shem Shemayim Matzli, this that the name of heaven is commonplace. It's found, people are using it all the time. Not only not having the proper reverence for it and saving it for special occasions, it's something which is bandied about. Mikosh can be Zayah Chas V'Shalom, certainly that the fact that it's used in a disgraceful manner and ends up in a place where it is disgraced, certainly that could Chas V'Shalom, could God forbid, cause poverty among Jews. And the leaders of the generation really need wisdom and strength to try to nullify this custom, to try to cause people to stop doing this. Now, if a person has saliva or phlegm that comes into his mouth, he should first spit out whatever is in his mouth, and afterwards he should say the name of Hashem. He should not first say the name of Hashem and afterwards spit. It's a disgrace to the name of Hashem. It looks like you're spitting because you mentioned Hashem's name, which is obviously a disgrace. And so too, if someone is kissing a Sefer Torah, he should spit first, as if he has to feel the need to spit. He should do so first, and afterwards, because again it will be a disgrace to the Sefer Torah, it looks like he is spitting because he just kissed the Sefer Torah. Hashem, when one would like to mention Hashem's name without actually saying the literal name, Hashem, you should say the word Hashem, like I keep saying. Not like the multitude make a mistake. For example, a person wants to say a bracha without actually saying Hashem's name, so they'll say Baruch Ata Ado Hashem Elokeinu, etc. That's inappropriate. Ki'in zeh derech kavod shel melech, that's not a way which gives honor up above, it's Gizana Tashem's name, because Ad Hashem is not a word. It's just a corruption of the name of Hashem, whereas the word Hashem is a word which means the name. It's preferable to use that word, and in effect you're saying, blessed are you, the name, referring to the name of Hashem, which is the best way to refer to Hashem's name, being that it has meaning. Fifth out. Tzrichin lizayir, a person has to be very careful. Shemlein levari chas v'shem abrach v'latal, he shouldn't, God forbid, say a blessing unnecessarily, in vain. Not in vain. Meaning he did not, this blessing is inappropriate in this context. For example, he said the wrong blessing. He picks up an apple and he said, "Hamitzi lechem in haaretz," which is the wrong blessing, and the blessing was in vain. Or he already is in the middle of a meal. He washed, and he picks up a glass of soda, and he says a blessing, "Shachon yavivarei," which is also a blessing in vain because he did not have to make that blessing. Or a person should also be careful. He should be careful not to cause himself to say a blessing which is unnecessary. An unnecessary blessing is one where at the time it's not in vain, but he didn't really have to say it. For example, he's about to sit down to a bread meal, and after he washes, he will not have to make an individual blessing on the different components of the meal. But right before he washes and eats his bread, he takes a cup of soda, for example, and says a shahakol and drinks the soda. At the time, he was obligated to say the blessing of shahakol because he was not allowed to drink the soda otherwise. He should have, however, waited until he washed, sat down to his meal, and then he could have drank the soda without making a new blessing. So it ends up, this blessing was unnecessary. And that also is improper. If a person stumbled, he did the wrong thing, and he said a blessing in vain, or any other matter, any other way, if he stumbled, and he said Hashem's name in vain, whatever the case may happen to be, he said Hashem's name, not in the context of a blessing, not in the context of a praise. I should say afterwards, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchusayim Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of his kingdom, the honor of his kingdom forever and ever. What you're in effect doing is you mention Hashem's name, and you are then blessing it. So it almost as if you said Hashem's name in the context of a praise. It doesn't perfectly undo the sin of having said the bracha, the blessing in vain, Hashem's name in vain. However, you partially mitigated the problem by blessing the name after having uttered it. But if immediately after you said Hashem's name, in the middle of a bracha, you said, Baruch Ata Hashem, you realize you should not be saying this blessing. As an example before, you're in the middle of a bread meal, you pick up your drink, you start saying a blessing, Baruch Ata Hashem, and you stop yourself. You realize that you're not supposed to be saying a blessing now. He should end off with the following two words, which literally mean, teach me your laws. This is a complete verse in Tehillim. So it ends up, you said a verse, you were learning Torah, and you didn't say at all, you did not say a blessing in vain. You said, Baruch Ata Hashem, which is in itself a verse, into him. V'im hischil gam tevas elokeinu. What if you said, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokei, v'nizkar miyam l'achash omer Elokei, as after you said the word Elokei, you remembered you're not supposed to be making this bracha, v'loi gaman le'man nu, and you didn't finish with the word, with the syllable nu, so you end up, you said, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokei, and you stopped. Yisrayim, you should end off, v'yayim, and you should say, the words Yisrael Avinu Me'elav Adolam, which as if you said, blessed are you, Hashem, the God of Yisrael, Yaakov, our father, forever and ever. Shezilu Gamkin Lashon HaPasuk B'Divrei HaYamim, this is also the second and a half of a verse in Divrei HaYamim. We say this in Pesukei DeZimra every morning. The verse starts with the words Vayivarech David, and ends off, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Avinu, Me'olam V'ad Olam. So even though it's not a complete verse, at least it's partially, you said a half a verse, it's also somewhat in the context, we could somewhat consider it as if you are learning and not saying a blessing in vain. Still, even in this situation, it sounds like the latter situation, one should still say, because if it sounds like it's going on the latter case where it's not a complete verse, therefore one should still add a blessing to the name of Hashem and say Baruch Shem Kivod Machu Soyim Le'Avam V'Ed. Sifhei, Birecha Hamayim. A person said a blessing over water. V'Shama, and then he heard Sheyesh Meis B'Shchuna, that there is a corpse, there is a dead person somewhere in the neighborhood. V'Haminag Hu, and the custom is Lishpay Hamayim Shebishchuna Sameis, to pour water that's anywhere in the neighborhood of a dead body, because there's some kind of danger for one to drink water that was in the vicinity of a dead body, somewhere in the neighborhood. And therefore, he did not want to drink this water. The problem is he already said a blessing, and if he doesn't drink the water, it will be a bracha levatala. He will have said the blessing in vain. So mikol makom, still, kevan shabirech, since he already said the blessing, yishtem at, he should drink a little bit, so that his blessing should not be in vain. And then that's it. Valyudag, and don't worry, that maybe there's a danger. Kishem mitzvah, because one who is fulfilling a command, fulfilling a mitzvah, he will not know any bad thing. There's a special protection given to someone who's involved in a mitzvah. And if you're drinking this because you're doing a mitzvah in order not to have uttered Hashem's name in vain, you will not be harmed by drinking this water. After you've drunk a little bit, just enough, so that the blessing was not in vain, one should pour out the rest of the water.